You're listening to the Parent Pod Podcast by Gymboree Play and Music with Adonica Shaw, a weekly conversation about early childhood development topics for parents with children ages 0 to 5. While the content of this show is meant to be informative, it is not meant to replace the guidance of your physician, therapist, or pediatrician.
And welcome to the Parenting Pod Podcast by Gymboree Play and Music. I'm your host, Adonica Shaw. You have joined us for the second episode, and today we are joined by Mara Geiser of Gymboree Play and Music. Mara, welcome to the show.
Hi, it's so great to be here. Yes, so I'm Mara. I've been working with Gymboree Play and Music for a little over 8 years now. I started off as a teacher and I'm still teaching classes, but I have moved up a little bit. So I'm also working in curriculum development and training as well.
Okay, that's awesome. So 8 years. Okay.
Yeah.
I think what's been really interesting, you know, if you think about what's happening with the world right now, with COVID and the global pandemic, is we certainly are getting so many different people online and on podcasts that are talking about how to manage children now, managing them through a crisis. But certainly over the course of 8 years, you've probably been inundated with all types of theories and opinions or given guidance around the best way to help a child development during a time of high stress. What would you say are a couple of strategies that parents or caretakers can use right now that you've seen kind of unfold in the last 8 years that could help them assist their child's development while they're at home right now?
Well, through my 8 years, I have had the benefit of not only getting to kind of see a really big array of different kinds of children and their personalities, but also different parenting styles as well. And I think the bottom line is that you have to do what's going to work for you and your child. And that might look different than, you know, your friends are doing, and that's okay. So not to stress out about too much about what other people are doing. What works for you and what works for your child may not work for everyone else, and that's totally fine. So that I think is really important to understand as a parent, especially in times like this, is we want to look at our children and we want to see what are they capable of? What do they like to do? What do they enjoy? And how can I take those things and make learning meaningful for them? So really kind of giving your little ones autonomy over what we're doing today or what we're going to talk about really helps them be present in the moment, because we're bringing in elements of things that they already know and they already like. So I think that's really helpful.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, certainly giving, you know, a child that's 3 or 4 years old the opportunity to choose something throughout the day that the family is going to do. So for myself, I have a 3-year-old, and even though he's 3, he's quite talkative.
Yeah.
But doing little things like letting him choose what kind of juice we're going to have on the table during dinner, or letting him choose which book we're going to read. Because I mean, honestly, there have been some nights where I am just so whooped. And so I would purposefully kind of choose a book because I'm like, oh, I want to get through this.
Absolutely.
But, you know, that's like a really unique opportunity for him to evaluate his options and see what he might be interested in, and then bring me the book that's in alignment with what he is looking for. And so I actually absolutely agree with you that helping give children the opportunity to show up in their own lives, even though they're littles, is incredibly meaningful. I would want to know, because if I'm not mistaken, you are the face or one of the faces that we see on the Gymboree Play and Music YouTube channel.
That's right.
So for those of you guys who don't know, Gymboree Play and Music does have a YouTube channel, and there are videos that are added there daily. Some are around arts and crafts, some are story time, some are indoor activities, some are STEM. There's a few self-care videos on there for parents. And Mara appears in multiple videos on the account. And so since we were just talking about books and littles choosing books, what would you say are maybe your top 3 books that every parent should, I don't know, maybe invest in during this time that they can bring into their house that their child might enjoy right now?
Well, that's such a hard question, Adonica.
You're the book expert. You've been
I know.
Books
well,
up a storm. So
well,
I'm
what makes it hard is there's so many. So I would have to say the first one that pops into my mind, which is just, I think, a classic and it's a favorite, is The Very Hungry Caterpillar. And I do have a video up right now of me reading that book. But what I kind of did, I wasn't thinking about this all the times I've read this before, but that book has, you learn about the butterfly life cycle, you're counting fruits, you're learning about all kinds of different fruits and foods that this caterpillar is eating. So you're actually getting a whole lot of learning out of this book, but it's really simple, so simple that you can read it to an infant. So that would be probably my number one.
Okay, what about two more? What are two more that parents can probably very easily find and order on Amazon if they just need some book suggestions for the next couple of weeks?
Let's see. Let me take a quick peek into my book cabinet here real quick. Oh, you know, another one I really love is A Color of His Own, and that one's by Leo Liani. Another popular author, and it's got some really beautiful illustrations. It's a cute little book about a chameleon who he changes color wherever he goes and just wants to find a color of his own. So I think that's a really sweet book about kind of like friendship and coming into your own, and you're also learning a little bit of colors along the way. And then one more book. Let's see here. There is a great book called Giraffes Can't Dance. And it's really cute too. It's a great little board book. And each animal listed in the book kind of has a dance that they do. Like I think the baboons do the rumba. Everyone's got their own dance that they're really good at, except this giraffe is terribly awkward, mostly because of how his body is built. He just can't figure out how to move right. And he kind of discovers that I'm not bad at dancing. I just dance in a different way. And I have to figure out how I can use my body in order to turn this into a new beautiful dance. So I think that would be my number three.
That's perfect. Okay. So aside from reading, like I said, I know that you are the superstar of YouTube right now. Some indoor activities that you think would be beneficial for maybe four-year-olds, which ones come to mind that you know that there are videos there for that parents can go and research and look at after this episode and then maybe introduce to their child at home?
Absolutely. So one video that I have is a indoor bowling game. So you just find your favorite ball, can be any size, and then use something as pins. I have used some cups, you know, overturned. You can stack them, you can set them up like bowling pins. And it works really great in the hallway as well, because you can use the walls as like a bumper. So hallway bowling would be probably one, and get your little ones to knock over the pins. It's really fun to have them stack them up into a tower too and let them knock them down. Another fun activity is to bring out some painter's tape or masking tape, and little ones can use the tape themselves, make some of their own designs, but grown-ups can also tape lines on the floor, straight line, zigzag line. We have to walk across the line. You can tape boxes on the floor for little ones that they have to jump from one to the next. You can create lines all through your house to be roads for little toy cars to drive along, which I love because then your little ones are crawling on hands and knees all through the house trying to drive those little cars across the lines. You can tape one piece of tape up in a doorway and have your little ones limbo underneath. There's so many things you can do with just a roll of tape.
I'm writing these down as you're speaking.
That's great.
You sound like really amazing. Little things that you can do that you don't think about, like
right
with household products, because I feel like I will try to find something on Pinterest, but by the time I actually find something, there's like this laundry list of products or items that you need. And you don't think about stuff that you probably already have in the house that you could probably just kind of set up if you had a little bit of creativity or a little bit of imagination.
So right.
those are definitely some really good ideas. I'm going to try some of them myself. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show today. You've certainly given us some really good book recommendations and things to do to keep the 3 and the 4-year-olds busy during this time. And before I depart, how can people find you? Is there an Instagram account they can find you at, or a website? Where can they look to see more of Mara or to get an idea of how to entertain their littles while they're at home during this time?
Well, we are posting videos daily from Gymboree Play and Music on both our Facebook and our YouTube pages. So just it's as easy as searching for Gymboree Play and Music in Facebook and following our page there. And then if you want to go to our YouTube page, you can find us at youtube.com/Gymboree Play Music.
That's awesome. Thank you so much again for your time today. And we look forward to speaking to all of you on the next episode of The Parenting Pod.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Adonica.
To learn more about this week's episode or the content discussed in the episode, be sure to follow Gymboree Play and Music on Facebook.